was the last time you screamed? I mean, really let loose. I think mine must be riding the roller coaster down to the Skowhegan Fair eons ago. That was until the Halloween Spooktacular at the Bouchard's farm. See, last Thursday morning, I says to Charlie, why don't we check out that haunted tour thingy over to the Bouchard's tonight? We already did that. Years ago. Come on, it'll be fun. Famous last words. First off, it was warm, like 70 degrees. You'd think that would be great, right? But it felt kind of unnatural and only served to heighten the spooky factor. Everything starts off kind of cozy at the farm stand. We're putting a group and giving a guide all decked out in a costume that can best be described as punk rock vampire. Then off we go on our adventure. We traipse through the field on a path lit by little orange lights. Pleasant enough, but those lights disappear when we enter the Forbidden Forest. All of a sudden, we're surrounded by creepy sounds, and there are all these freaky shadows everywhere. I mean, you can't tell what's real and what's not. It's disorienting as all get out. Plus, people keep screaming. Truth be told, I might have been one of them. We soldier on. Cobwebs brush against our faces. Arms reach out to grab us. We see bats hanging from trees, squeaking. Dead people with flashlights under their chins appear out of thin air. There's a person stuck in a giant web, screaming, trying to break free, just as a humongous spider with red glowing eyes appears and starts towards us. We hightail it into a clearing that's filled with super creepy dolls, crying, some of them moving, sitting up, turning their heads and looking at us with them blank eyes. No sooner do we leave the horror behind when a guy with a chainsaw chases us to an old graveyard filled with monsters of all sorts. A werewolf, vampire, mummy, Frankenstein, the whole kit and caboodle. We wind our way through the graves as they, too, scream and grab at us. Just as we think we're in the clear, a bunch of zombies appear and shuffle behind us, serving to motivate us to keep going, which we did. We finally make it back to the Bouchard's farm stand, where we have hot apple cider, that's included in the ticket price, and apple cider donuts not included, but the perfect thing to steady our nerves. On the way home, I says to Charlie, wow, they kicked it up a notch since the last time we did that. My throat's a little sore from screaming. That was something, all right. I think I'm good for another 10 years. Yep, and by then we'll be too old to risk it. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.